I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Michael Parsons requests a trade from the Cowboys, and whether you think that Parsons is in the wrong or Jerry Jones, who fired back at Parsons, is in the wrong, Pearl, I think I can speak for everybody to say we are sick of this. We are sick of all these protracted Cowboy holdouts. Like, it happens. We see it happening in Washington. Terry McLaurin, Myles Garrett requested a trade. It lasted about 6 weeks, that trade request, in the offseason. Then he got paid. But this is over and over and over again, and I think everyone's just had it and is fed up with the circus.
I don't know. I feel like we're going to do it again next offseason,
yeah,
too.
Who else is on the roster?
I don't know who steps up for the Cowboys. We're sick of it, but we can't help but go back. I understand what you're saying.
No, somehow Dak Prescott will be available for some other contract extension. We'll do this all again, but it's kind of led us to ask the question, is Jerry Jones the most unlikable person in sports?
And, I'm not asking that question, by the way. Okay. I find that kind of insulting.
Well, listen, are there people who may be dealing with more serious issues? Yes. I mean, are there domestic violence issues out there, real world issues? But if we're just talking about a sports conversation, how unlikable is Jerry Jones now? Because I think people are over this, right? Over it. Don't want to, you know, see him in front of the microphone. I've always said if you could give him the option, you can win a Super Bowl, but you'll never be able to talk to the media ever again. I think he would not go for the Super Bowl. I've said that for years about Jerry Jones. And I just think people are over it, and it's turned into being unlikable. No one's understanding his metaphors.
One's understanding them now? We talked about circumcising a mosquito. That was 12 years ago.
That one, weirdly, I get. This stuff I don't, and it's gotten pretty insulting, I think, to Micah Parsons, where, you know, Jerry's talking about, you know, listen, I don't even know if he's going to be healthy enough to play when he, you know, did get injured, but only playing football for your team to make you money. And, you know, he doesn't have anything chronic as far as we know. There's no lingering issues. And then bringing up Dez Bryant, which he did recently, saying he was negotiating Dez Bryant's contract with Jay-Z, the rapper. And, you know, Jay-Z promised him that Dez Bryant would be on time for every meeting. Yeah. And then when Dez was late, then Jay-Z was nowhere to be found. Why are you implying that Micah Parsons is going to be a problem here? I think it's gotten insulting.
That's a sick flex, by the way, bringing Jay-Z into the story by Jerry Jones. I think that there's just too much water under the bridge to say that any of this is going to change the overall legacy of Jerry Jones. I mean, he's about to turn 83 this October. I don't think that he can really affect everything the way you do. Like, all of a sudden now we're tired of this?
Yeah.
What about the last 30 years?
Well, I mean, I think that you could say it all builds. It all builds. And at some point, you know, there's just like everyone's got their breaking point. And you could have thought it was cute before or just ignored it. But it's getting to the point now where I think everyone believes that Micah Parsons should have already been paid. and drawing it out doesn't get you any closer to winning.
But isn't this the same scenario as Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb? My only argument would be like, this is typical Jerry. So why is this one causing all these problems? Because he mentions celebrities in it?
I think there's a couple things. One, I think the fact that they did want to get that Micah, according to Micah, did want to get this done earlier and that Jerry wouldn't do it. So now they're going to be paying a premium, the highest paid non-quarterback contract, most likely, you probably could have gotten this done for a lot more reasonable number and reallocate resources other places. So it's just bad team building is number one.
Same as Dak?
Yeah.
Same as CD, right?
Same as CD. And it's like, why aren't you learning from any of these air quotes mistakes? How do you not even look at them as mistakes? And I think there was a thought out in the public, Dak Prescott, more valuable to the Cowboys than anyone else. CD Lamb, more valuable to the Cowboys than anyone else. Micah Parsons has value. And I think 31 other teams would line up to give him a huge contract.
Oh, you don't think that about CD?
I think there's a question about whether wide receivers, how worth it they are.
Well, now the market is blown off for wide receivers. Terry McLaurin, who's 30, wants CD Lamb money. CD Lamb's contract looks fine, by the way. There's nothing that ended up being probably a totally decent deal.
Yeah, they didn't have to be the highest paid. This one is going to be the highest paid. Dak Prescott is the highest paid. But as far as like
Dak, you could criticize. I don't think you could criticize. But then again, okay, this is bad deals. But you started off the segment by saying the most disliked owner.
Yeah,
maybe
just unlikable.
Maybe he's not a genius at this, but does that make him terribly unlikable?
Yeah.
Like when I think of unlikable owners, my mind goes to Dan Snyder.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I just think that Jerry is just sort of a combination of, you know, old school, kind of laughable. Like, I feel like he's just sort of this different character. He's a character more than unlikable. That's how I view him. I don't view him as really having bad intent here. I think he's sort of just kind of playing owner here in the way that only Jerry Jones can.
Okay, but bad intent, it's not helping your team because you keep paying at the high peak of the market when maybe you didn't need to. I didn't say most unlikable owner. Unlikable person. You know, there's an idea about this sometimes where it's like, what's the line? EJ, you'll know better than I will. From, I think it's from Batman. It's like either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
Bam.
I don't think anyone thinks this is cute anymore. I don't think that anyone thinks Jerry's the real mastermind anymore. He's been exposed.
But is he?
He's not great when it comes to this. He can be great at striking oil. Phenomenal. And you turn the Cowboys into something, such a billion-dollar industry. Amazing. Does not mean you're good at the football side.
Right, but here's the problem, though. There are definitely worse owners on the football side, without a doubt.
Sure, but I'm talking about he puts himself front and center. He's the one. Nobody is hunting him down at his private golf course or something or a club and saying, Jerry, we're begging you. We need a comment. He's out there every day. So he sets himself up to be unlikable.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels a little harsh. Like he's, you know, you're dunking on Jerry Jones now. It's like he's been driving that Cowboys bus around. Unlikable doesn't really fit for me. It feels like, you know, was he unlikable when like those risque photos came out? Like it's just we're just used to him. It's been decades of Jerry Jones. I don't know why all of a sudden he's become like this villain. He's always sort of Jerry. He's just unique in his own right. None of this really bothers me that much. And also too, because on the football side, we know there are worse owners. We know there's Woody Johnson. We know David Tepper's been a disaster in Carolina. We know about Mike Brown not paying anyone in Cincinnati. We know about Jimmy Haslam in Cleveland. Like you look at any NFLPA grade or something, and Jerry is definitely middle of the pack at worst.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I think he is one of the most unlikable and disliked people because the act is so thin at this point and you have nothing to back it up. People hate LeBron James. Think about this, right? People hate LeBron James.
Why?
They think he's so annoying. They think he's so passive aggressive. We've criticized him on the show. At least that guy won recently. I mean, it was 2020, but he's still producing. You know, there are people who rub the public the wrong way. Jerry, it used to get by on the fact that you were the presiding over a dynasty. That was so long ago. Like, your bravado does not match the results. And spare me with the regular season. The bravado does not match the results. And so I think that leads people to be unlikable.
Yeah, I don't think that's really Jerry's problem. I think that you're going to miss him when he's gone, because this is a rare, you know, we only get a couple more years of this, and I'm going to enjoy it personally.
Yeah, but see, if the Cowboys really are America's team, then why do they need Jerry? You know, if they were that it team in the 70s, along with the Steelers, that it team in the 90s, as long with the, you know, San Francisco. But you know what I mean? They're that team in those dynasties. Why do they need Jerry? Why do they need him to be out in public? Like, if you are America's team, yeah, and you have this lineage of generation after generation and the high, you know, TV ratings and all that, then you don't need Jerry out there. You should just be able to exist off the football alone. But they can't, because Jerry has...
He owns the team.
Well, and he started to tank the team.
I mean, listen, you sure they're not going to be okay this year?
You want to go by Vegas? They're not expected to be a playoff team.
It's so
14
funny.
Teams out of 32 make the playoffs, they're not expected to be a playoff team.
I love
that's
this.
Mid.
Starting to tank the team. They had a run where they were bad for about 14 years.
Yeah.
And now they're actually much in a better era, arguably, and he's starting to tank the team. But all that doesn't make him necessarily unlikable. Like, what is it that makes, in your opinion, makes him so unlikable to everybody?
I think everyone's sick of this. Like, you can't be out here acting like the smartest person alive or in sports when you aren't winning. You know, like, Howie Roseman could come out here and say, I think I've mastered this thing, you guys. Like, I think I got a pretty good handle on this. You know, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Brett Veach, they can come out and say, you know, I think we got a pretty good idea of how to win these things. Jerry Jones does not belong in that conversation. That's unlikable when you keep acting like you do. You keep acting like you have all of this figured out. We're going to wait for more leaves to fall. We want to see more of this, more of that. Meanwhile, the league's lapping you. You're not even second in your own division now. You got the Eagles. You've got the Commanders to deal with. We'll see what happens with the Giants. But
he's 43-25 over his last four seasons.
And what in the playoffs?
Nothing, but still, I mean, they're way, way, way worse owners and teams. And also, by the way, like, somebody is making really good draft picks there.
Okay, let that person handle more.
Well, how do you know it's not him? Because you're blaming him for every single other thing that happens under this team. So only the bad things are on Jerry and the good things are someone else?
He claims that he's the one who does the big contracts. He goes, other people handle the other stuff. I'm the one who does the big contracts. And those are always the ones that are the messiest. He's telling you. He's telling you.
By
the
way,
the reason why I don't think he's making the draft picks, that's what he said. The reason why I don't think he's making the draft picks is because of the anecdote we all know about Johnny Manziel and how they basically had to lock him in a closet so that they didn't draft Johnny, who ended up being one of the biggest flameouts in the NFL.
But again, why does all this is right? I totally agree that he's making some mistakes with the contracts, but why does that necessarily, you just think that he's still presenting himself as this football genius. Is
totally.
That what bothers you?
Yes.
But come on, nobody takes that seriously. Not a single person is like, oh, well, Jerry thinks he's this genius. I think most people are kind of giggling with these stories, including Jerry. I think Jerry has a bit of a wink and a nod here. He kind of knows. I mean, you've been around the Cowboys. Like, he is saying these things. They're not meant to be taken as gospel.
Well, then maybe he's not the best steward for the highest profile franchise in the biggest sport we have.
I think you're about 20 years too late on this take.
Well, I guess maybe I am, but you know, it's like, if you're unserious, then you shouldn't also enjoy this elevated perch. You're not a non-serious franchise.
Yeah, I mean, again, a little bit late to the party here. I just think that all of a sudden,
took me a minute.
Now at 83, we're coming after Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've been coming after him.
I think
him
he was
years.
A lot more, actually, honestly, to be honest, he even probably was a lot more potent making mistakes way back when. Now, at least he's got a lot of help around him. I think if you're worried about Jerry, I think there's light at the end of the tunnel, because Jerry obviously is ceding a lot of control. I think Steven actually has a ton of control now. It's interesting how Micah talked a lot about Steven.
He said he made the trade request to Steven.
I honestly, it reminds me a little of Tony Soprano. I rewatched The Sopranos this weekend. I have no idea. But Tony in the first season puts Junior Soprano at the head of the family. So the FBI focuses on him when he's secretly making the moves. Mm. I feel like there's definitely some of that going on with the Cowboys. Let's throw Jerry out there to say all these things, get people off the trail for what's really going on. Because I just don't think this dynamic is exactly as we all think it is. Like, Jerry's not necessarily making these moves alone.
Is Jerry Jones the most unlikable person in sports? EJ, you want to weigh in?
I mean, for me, it's always going to be Aaron Rodgers, but Jerry Jones is definitely on that Mount Rushmore, so to speak, when it comes to the most unlikable figures. I think because we don't like folks who are brash and braggadocious. And don't back it up is the last part. Okay.
No, we love Dion when he's when he's prime time.
Yeah, but Dion high steps in the good Georgia Dome that says, "This is my house." We're like, you know what? It is his house because he just dominated. But we have a guy who's talking about how, oh, we're the Cowboys and, you know, we're America's team and all this stuff. And then you're this genius, but then you can't manage your way out of a paper bag. You just look like a fool. And you look like you're wasting everybody's time. That's my issue.
Yeah.
So I feel like following Jerry Jones is a waste of my time because nothing's going to get done that's going to be of any consequence. This contract situation is all a farce. He's going to get signed, you know, a week before, the day before a game, whatever the situation is going to be. Jerry's doing this because he thinks this is for attention. And I don't like people who want to do things for attention. I don't even like my dog when she does things for attention, let alone I'm a, like an 83-year-old man who's doing stuff for my attention. Get out of here.
The irony is that you love professional wrestling, which is all about attention, but everyone knows what that is. I think that Jerry is taking shades of that, right? He is trying to make this all theater, but the problem is that the people who you're negotiating with keep getting over on you. Like, when these high-profile negotiations are happening, spot the W. You overpaid Prescott. Maybe CeeDee Lamb was right where he should be. All right, but he stayed away from the team and then was, like, you know, a little rough out of the gates. Now this with Micah. Like, you are not winning.
I just think you guys are using we a little liberally. I think you guys find him completely unlikable. Mm-hmm. I think there's a diff. I think there are a lot of people who are closer to neutral on Jerry.
Poll question.
In the sense that, like, yeah, I mean, the most unlikable person in sports just seems like a crazy question for Jerry Jones because he's kind of that guy, you know, he's Jerry Jones. He doesn't follow. I almost think he's in a different category as a character of sports. So you don't hate the character of sports. Like, for example, it's like almost like hating the Philly fanatic. I'm just trying to think, like, he's definitely
it's like a mascot.
Yeah, he's kind of like he's somewhat symbolic at this point. I mean,
He's saying that he's in there. He had that meeting with Micah Parsons in March.
Yeah.
He's saying that, you know, that meant something. That meant a negotiation. Like, he's the one who's saying, I do the big contract.
Trust me, Perloff, if the Philly fanatic was causing Bryce Harper to hold out, you would hate the Philly fanatic. Trust me. I don't care how many tongues and weird belly rubs he does.
Oh, my goodness.
I was trying to think of a guy like this, like, yeah, I just don't think, I think it's, if you dislike Jerry Jones, you really should have disliked him 25 years ago or 1994.
Have.
No, I don't think so. I don't think Jerry's been hated.
It's also the further you get away from the winning, you know?
But, I mean, it's 30 years. What about 15 years ago? Wasn't that far enough?
Yeah, it was. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I think it started in earnest, I think, when he wouldn't fire Jason Garrett. And stayed on with Jason Garrett after 8-8 season, and it was just the status quo.
That was 26 years after the title.
I understand.
And let me ask you this. The game's over, and Jerry's walking in the concourse. Who is rushing to him? Every single person that has a tape recorder wants to hear Jerry Jones talk.
Well, because they think it'll get some clicks. I also think people want, like, selfies and stuff with him because there's something about celebrity.
Yeah, yeah. He's Jerry Jones.
Likeable and not likeable. People still ask OJ for selfies. I mean, people are stupid. You know? So
I don't know. I mean, Jerry Jones is in the Hall of Fame. I think you guys are really kind of taking him lightly. Wait till this documentary comes out.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. I forgot about that. When is that? That's the 12th or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, he's Jerry Jones. He's an American icon in a way.
I agree with that. I think you'd be an icon and still be unlikable. I just feel like, to me, like, look, I'm a big Rick Ross fan, right? So I love guys who are the boss.
Yeah.
You know, people who are, I'm a big businessman, I'm a big mogul. Jay-Z, again, another person, presents himself as a big mogul. But when you see those folks actually pull off big moves and pull off these incredible, it's something to look aspirational to sometimes. You're like, oh, wow, look, this guy really is a boss. Look what all these strings he's able to pull. I mean, Jerry Jones is being like puppeteer, like a puppet master in all these negotiations. He doesn't look like a boss to me.
Yeah.
He looks like a fool. He looks like a guy who doesn't know what he's doing, and he's past his prime, and these guys are running circles around him.
To a tackle of Leoa.
8-8-7-10-4-ISN. Was that Tracy Morgan?
That was Rick Ross.
That was Rick Ross.
Oh, I'm sorry. 888-710. That sounded like Tracy Morgan to me. 888-710.
Alabama.
710 4476, Jerry Jones, the most unlikable person in sports. You let us know. We just got a little window into Perloff with no people at the house. You're solo right now because your family has gone on vacation without you.
It was totally annoying because I had to put them on a plane at 3 in the morning after I was up till 12:30 at night on Saturday night. It was a disaster.
Nice.
Did you sleep at all?
No, I slept after they left. I put them on a plane. I put them on an Uber to the plane, but no, I got really disrupted. Kind of like you do, EJ. My sleep got destroyed this weekend. It wasn't good.
Wait, is that when you were watching The Sopranos 3 a.m. style?
That's tough. Yeah, no. Actually, that was Sunday. I was looking for some sports, and it was dry. It was really
dry. You could have been
dry.
Watching track and field.
You didn't watch Fever Storm? No,
I actually...
I did.
I didn't watch Fever Storm. I watched a little bit. The Liberty played, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Like the Sun.
The Braves was going crazy.
And they got some all-star who came back from somewhere else.
Jonquil Jones?
No. Anyway, I did a WNBA. I was desperate for TV. I actually had to go back to the spread. What did you watch, Maggie?
I told you guys. I finally watched this documentary on Netflix about the woman who disappeared on the cruise ship. Everyone, please watch it so we can talk about it.
Yeah, Maggie's begging us to watch it.
Well, what streaming service?
It's on Netflix.
Oh.
This is not even an ad for Netflix. I just want to talk about it with other people because my husband and I have now talked about it. Like, we've discussed every lead, and now I got to talk about my theories with other people.
That leads me to a question. I think an important question because I was doing this with my friends this weekend because I was hanging out with my friend before I saw you at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Is it annoying when someone is, like, demanding you watch or read something just so they can talk to you about it?
Yes.
Because... I became that person reading the Ultimate Comics with Marvel, and now you're becoming that person with the Netflix. Do you find that person annoying?
I mean, I see I'm being annoying. I can feel it in myself. I'm being annoying, but I don't bring these things to you guys all the time.
No,
so I don't think I'm the person who cried wolf.
No, I don't think you're annoying about this at all.
But guys, where is this woman?
If sucks, I'm gonna be mad at you for.
But also, it's not gonna suck.
I do feel like you seem so affected by this. Like, do not watch Dateline every week. Do not watch 700.
No.
Like,
do you know how this game
works, by the way?
I don't do, like, the woman missing. I don't love to play into that stuff. Because
75% of Netflix is this woman is missing.
I know, and I usually reject it because I don't love the... It feels ghoulish at times, you know?
Most of the time she returns and it was her fault in these Netflix documentaries.
No, it's a Gone Girl thing. Most of the time the husband did it.
There's a lot of Gone Girl documentaries
on
Netflix.
What are you trying to say there,
Mag? I'm saying my husband asked me to go to Grenada. I'm not going. No, I'm just kidding.
By the way, the Liberty added Emma Meesman out of nowhere, and she's awesome.
Right.
And I was like, what is going on with Liberty? But again, it was a hard sports weekend. I ended up watching mostly the NFL Network just interviews guys at training camp.
Yeah.
And everyone is like so stoked right now. There's a lot of positive energy, so I ended up doing that. But it was not this... great experience being home alone.
You took in the Ocho, right?
I did do some Ocho.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I was locked in all weekend.
There was a lot of cornhole on this weekend. It got a little boring.
Well, you missed some of the good stuff. I saw some T-Rexes racing.
You know, one thing about cornhole on TV, they show the throw, but then they show on a different box the actual end of the
landing.
Throw. So they don't have a one shot on the throw, so it's a little bit of a frustrating TV experience. Right up there for me.
They need some innovation. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Coming up, Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin. The bromance that none of us knew we needed. Got some new details. Excuse me, details about it. Next, M&P.
Gotta be a decent hotel like a boy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We talked about this.
I told you I can handle this. Let me get the phone.
Dr. Cornish, I got the plasma.
We can cancel that. Thanks for all your help.
Oh. I don't sound like that.
You're listening to Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
Oh, okay. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. That was one of the movies that I starred in called The Week Of with Adam Sandler and Chris Rock. Really funny movie, actually. Chris Rock and Adam Sandler are parents of bride and groom-to-be, and it's a wedding, and it's trying to integrate a black family and a white family.
Yeah.
It's really cute. I don't know why it never gets played. I am a featured extra. I'm walking across a parking lot before a softball game.
And you still get checks from this?
Yes.
Big ones.
Right, triple digits.
IMDb has you as baseball fan in parking lot.
Yes. Accurate.
Andrew J. Perloff.
Yeah.
Starring role.
But it was really cool for me because I got to be directed by one of my huge heroes, Robert Smigel, who triumphed the Comedy Dog. You might know him. Very famous Saturday Live writer. And when I say directed by, he said, all right, boys, sorry it rained and you can't do your shot. Why don't you walk across this parking lot and we'll get a drone shot of you and maybe use it. That was the extent of the direction.
That's problem solving right there.
But listen, have you guys seen the numbers on Happy Gilmore 2? So whatever Sandler's doing for Netflix, it is working. It is just everybody on earth has seen this movie. And it's actually grown on me a lot because I went back and watched the Dan Patrick scenes again. Dan is transformed. Like, my friend is like, was that Dan? And I'm like, the second you hear his voice, you know it's him, but it was awesome.
I too watched it twice.
Yeah.
You already seen it twice. So I need to watch it, but I got caught up in this documentary about a woman who disappeared off of a cruise ship. And I'm now trying to convince everyone else on the show to watch this simply so that I can talk about it with them, with all of you, because I've got theories and I need to workshop them on someone, not my husband, because he's already heard them all now.
Feels like kind of like the Jerry Jones take you had last segment. You're late to the party on this one. Like, you know that Netflix has been doing this for 5 years and everyone on earth has been watching all of these.
But I've only asked you for three episodes, 45 minutes each. Richard is in Kentucky. Richard, were you also watching this one about the woman who disappeared from the cruise ship?
Yeah, my wife and I actually watched it together and stuff. She actually watched a lot of crime stuff, so I end up watching bits and pieces as she has them.
Yeah, this one's nuts, right?
Yes, it is and stuff. So I think that she's actually still alive and just been on the island somewhere and stuff, even if the guy was still investigated at first, the one that lived next door to her on the cruise ship, even though he's been, you know, cleared of everything.
Oh, that guy was creepy. Richard, we're going to leave it there. I don't want to spoil it for the rest of the crew because then they're definitely not going to watch it.
Got that right.
See, even Richard had to call into a national radio show just to float some theories that he thinks that the guy in the cabin next door still had something to do with it. I'm telling you.
Maggie, you are overselling this one.
Richard just called in.
Yeah, but there's another one coming next week. This has been going on forever. Do you not watch murder documentaries on Netflix?
I do not, because here's the thing that's different, though. With a lot of these documentaries, we already know that the person is sadly deceased. Oh. And then you're trying to put back the pieces. Oh, no.
There's a million with this exact same plot.
Okay.
Where the woman disappears and it's like, oh, maybe she's still alive living another life. Or the guy, the husband disappears. And this happens all the time. And Dateline, it happens like every other month.
So one other thing about this, I know we have a lot more to get to, is I guess I was not aware of the inherent dangers of cruises.
Mm. Oh, well, that I'm an expert on.
You know,
yeah, because if you fall off one of those boats, you know they can't save you. You're basically, most of the time, you're dead.
Well, just the idea
that you're...
for
every boat? They just saved the guy who we thought like let his daughter fall over the edge.
Yeah, that was crazy that they actually got him.
Yeah.
But did you guys watch the poop documentary?
Poop Cruise? I didn't watch that one.
That one is... That's good,
gross.
Too. That's good, too. You'll like that, Maggie.
See, I don't want to watch that.
It's not really about... It's about incredible mismanagement of these cruise ships.
Mm. So to me...
They go deep.
I've been on a cruise ship before, and I had a great time, and I didn't think about the fact that when you're in international waters, that there's like really nobody's kind of in charge, except for the captain, who, you know, like the captain or the cruise director, these guys are hired... You know, for like safety and stuff, but also to make sure everyone's like limboing and like doing the Macarena and the electric slide. Like,
that's fun.
The other thing too is you could fall not just into the ocean, but fall from one deck to the next.
Dear.
Yeah,
it's a lot of falling.
I'm telling you, this happens all the time.
Is it because people are so drunk? That's why.
I think the railings aren't high enough. Personally,
That sounds right.
Yeah,
not that I've been on one. But that sounds accurate.
I'm watching a riveting documentary. You guys should watch it. It's called The Last Dance. Wonderful stuff.
Well, we watched that during the pandemic.
Yeah, well, watch it again.
You need more Michael Jordan? For it.
But. Very unlikable.
ESPN 2 will just randomly play like one of those docs, like The Last Dance or any of those 30 for 30s. And like sometimes it'll get me hooked.
Yeah, man.
Like they played The Last Dance a couple weeks ago. And like me and Perloff were talking about how we were watching the same episode randomly, like 10 p.m. And then one time they were playing The Bad Boys. And I was so into it, even though I'd seen it already. I literally said, I'm going to stop this. And I'm going to start from the beginning. And then catch all the way up so I can watch this again.
It became personal with me.
I'm the worst of that. I watched the Dream Team documentary on NBA TV again last night. I've seen it 50 times. Yeah, we're definitely in a dry period. The Maggie's so excited about this. We kind of need football back for real.
Bogus is here with all the latest of what actually did happen this weekend.
Well, this feels a little like the dude who proposed, 43 times before getting a yes? Cameron Young finally won his first PGA Tour event yesterday at the Wyndham Championship after 7 second-place finishes.
God. I've been waiting for it for a while. Yeah, I mean, I never thought I'd really be that emotional about it, but, you know, it's the end of my fourth season, and I've had my chances never quite like this, and I wasn't going to let it get away from me today.
So the course finally said yes to Young. That was him on CBS after the win, and not only does he get his first win after those 7 second-place finishes, he is the 1,000th different winner of an officially recognized PGA Tour event, the very first one of those was the 1860 British Open.
Wow.
Thank you for the applause.
By the way, I mean, winning a PGA tournament now, it's not what it used to be, right? Because all the good golfers are at LIV.
Oh, dear.
Wow, that's a shot.
I mean, it's reality. Why do you think...
Where's the Debbie Downer sound effect?
I'm just saying. Like,
no, yeah, he's not that fast.
He won the PGA, running? I could practically win a PGA Tour right now because DeChambeau and everybody else is overseas.
All the good ones are at the Maxi Pro League.
Is it going to become a weird thing where we're going to have to like look at this? Like now I'm actually wondering, are we going to look at these PGA Tour wins differently?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Scheffler, his legacy is already, people are wondering. It's like, well, this is, something's going on here.
I thought he was the greatest golfer of all time. Like, but it's trailing Tiger.
But definitely, like, people bring LIV into that story. Like, well.
But the majors, all the LIV guys
play in
the
majors. Are they affected by being in LIV? Like, because we haven't seen those guys perform consistently. There's definitely something going on in golf.
Because, like, that's still a take, but I saw a video, Chris Bussard saying that, like, we actually underrate Dr. J because we say he has one title, but he actually has 3 because he won 2 with the Nets, and the NBA and the AB in the 70s was kind of even. And so, like, we look at those players,
and
in the 70s, like, we actually should be looking at them very differently, which I didn't really think about until he said that. So when you mentioned the LIV PGA thing, I'm like, are we seeing an ABA-NBA situation?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, you can't ignore the fact that there's so many big names that are not at these PGA tournaments week to week. You see these random winners, right?
Yeah, I guess, like, what I'm falling on is, but nobody is caring about the LIV championships because the format is so different and all of
not
that.
At all.
So,
I guess like nobody cares about the ABA championships like Manny.
Right.
Got that right, brother.
Yeah, I mean, people are more focused on the NBA than the Big Three, for example, which I also watched this weekend.
Oh, oh gosh.
My God. Pearl.
Was that
desperate?
I know. I tell you, the family leaves, and I was on my couch watching anything.
50-year-olds play 303 basketball. That's gorgeous.
Yeah, I was wondering what Katina Mobley
was. You guys ever had a moment where you were excited about, oh, the Big Three, this is going to be interesting?
Yeah. No, there's always one day during the summer, one day where I'm like, I lock in for a good hour or two.
An hour?
It's always random. I don't know what weekend's going to be, but it's so boring, and I'm like, oh. All right, Zon, I'll just watch this for a little bit. And I watch it, and then I don't go back to it. I never go back to it until the next year.
We're sorry, Ice Cube. You put on a great product.
Amy Trask. I love you.
We love Amy Trask, too. It's not that. It's just I watched a lot of Sharif Abdul-Rahim when he actually played. I just don't need it anymore.
He was really good.
Yeah.
But the problem is Michael Beasley's actually better now than he was in the NBA. So.
By the way, I watched a little bit of Ice Cube's now in a very popular movie, too, War of the Worlds, which is streaming on Amazon Prime.
Did you
watch that, too?
Did you have the same 48 hours as the rest of us? You watched everything.
Were you in a vortex?
When I say watched, that means I watched 2 minutes, but Ice Cube, have you guys seen this? Ice Cube is like the dramatic lead of a new version of War of the Worlds that people are really into.
I know he wants to do a lot more of those dramatic roles.
Yeah, like,
I see
dude
him talk
can
about
act.
That. Yeah, he can. I know. Yeah, he says he doesn't get enough of them, so I'm happy he got that.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Ice Cube kind of lost me when he started taking all these roles as a cop.
That was a little weird.
Got the song Bleep the Police. Like, that is, it's a little, I can't do buddy cop with
you
now.
Well, you didn't ride along with Kevin Hart?
I did not see that vehicle.
Our favorite movies, what's our movie we love?
21
Jump Street and 22
Jump
Street.
Of course.
He's hysterical.
He's
as
great.
The captain. Oh, yeah. Very funny.
That was actually on TV last night. I was watching it.
Of course it was.
See, you're right, like
but
me.
With commercials, which is always, is just, it's the worst. Gross. And bleeps.
That's the same thing. Like, when I watch a movie and I'm watching it and this is one with commercials, I say, you know what streaming service is it on? I go back and find the streaming service. I do the same thing with the docs. Like, I'm like, I was watching, what's it called? Shang-Chi, like, a couple months ago, and it was the commercials. I was like, I'm not doing this. Putting up Disney Plus right now.
I'm too good for this. What else you got?
By the way, wait a second. You guys think that, who said this, that Ice Cube shouldn't be playing cops? Is that because of his rap career?
Yeah.
That is a take. I can't believe we just went past that. Now, that is a take that I wouldn't even dream of.
A little hypocritical,
of.
Don't we think?
Yeah, definitely.
It's acting.
Definitely. You can't be F the police and then I'm a cop now.
It doesn't square.
He's really a cop. It's funny. I feel like he's kind of Uncle Ice Cube now. Like, he's a little older.
I don't think he would love that, to be honest.
Well,
he's got an image to uphold.
Guy's an actor. It's so funny. Like, he would take the role as a cop.
Okay, so was all the NWA stuff, was that just an act? It was a moment.
I never
you
thought
have
of that.
Standards.
Like, so if, for example, if you play a politician and you personally don't agree with those politics, if you're an actor, that's out of bounds?
No, I'm just saying, it was a real, it doesn't compute in my mind.
Snoop Dogg can never play a DEA agent.
Be like, what is going on? Yeah, like a dare, was it?
Yeah, dare.
Yeah, of course. Well, like Christian Bale played.
Drug abuse resistance education.
There you go.
Christian Bale played Dick Cheney, right? In the movie Vice.
No, but he's just an actor. Ice Cube started as an art, a musical artist.
Right.
Who was his art was saying bleep the police.
Right. If Christian Bale was some progressive activist or whatever, and that was his career, and then he was I'm gonna play Dick Cheney, that might be a little weird.
No, but I think these great musicians become actors and then go counter to their I don't know. What if Bob Dylan became an actor and decided that he wanted to play whoever?
Yeah, but he didn't.
You say, but we would have ripped him?
No, well, I feel he wouldn't have done it.
Ice Cube is a thespian. I disagree with this. I think once you're into the art of acting, he's an actor now. You guys can't stop him from playing a cop. Ride Along, by the way, deep message with him and Kevin Hart.
It wasn't exactly Training Day. I understand.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly a deep exploration of the policeman's mind. It was Ride Along.
Yeah, it wasn't Serpico. I
Perloff
understand.
The actor coming out right now.
Yes.
And scene.
For example, when I played a basketball reporter, I just dove into the character. When I played a boom mic guy, I was Louis the boom mic guy. And then when I was walking across that parking lot in the movie we discussed earlier, I was softball fan number 3.
Well, Bruce, how's it feel getting into the combine?
So cool.
Same.
So cool you're in that movie.
Just like Ice Cube.
Yeah, I told you, my barber thinks you're an actor. I've said that a bunch.
He's wrong.
Union do say that you are, though.
Yeah.
You get to be, you're that guy from that thing.
I pay like an actor, but nobody thinks I'm an actor. But meanwhile, it's better than Ice Cube. Ice Cube, you guys are pigeonholing him to play.
Yeah, to be a rapper. How dare we?
We have to put a poll up on this. Is it okay for Ice Cube to play policeman?
No, is it hypocritical?
Yeah. It's like
right.
It's also like reverse pigeonholing. We're saying there's one thing you probably shouldn't do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he can do a lot of other things. He wants to be a king. He wants to be president. Go ahead. But the cop thing's a little contradictory.
All right. I never thought of it like that. I think once you become an actor, he's not a rapper anymore. Well, maybe he is, but...
I don't know. Spent a lot of years saying bleep the police. Now we're making money.
Oh,
playing
my God.
Playing the police.
Giggling at police.
Okay, we've got a lot to do, Bogus. Thank you. We've got an update for you on Aaron Rodgers and also Shador Sanders. So much to do. It's M&P.
What the f*** is Aaron Rodgers?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's up to today.
Just expounding on this bromance with Mike Tomlin. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Yeah, Mike Tomlin called it a bromance last week in this like weird kind of preseason victory parade that happened in Latrobe. Listen,
it was kind of a bromance.
If Steeler fans are excited, well, I'm not going to yuck their yums. That's fine. That's well. But it's almost like a little over the top with the Tomlin, Aaron Rodgers love. So Rodgers gave an interview pearl to Mike Silver, who's been on this show many times.
Yep.
And he said that he actually thinks in the conversations he was having with Mike Tomlin leading up to Rodgers signing with the Steelers, that Tomlin may have been taking notes during their conversations because the callbacks that he had to things they were talking about were so good, he doesn't know how someone could remember that stuff, right? And
so he was thinking he took it up. He actually did take them.
He said he thinks he may have, and he doesn't care if he did. But like that Tomlin actually was like...
Got it.
Yeah, it's like, all right, so Bill's having an issue. And then, like, the fact that he was like, so how's Bill doing? was so amazing to Aaron Rodgers. And it kind of made me think, like, man, how transactional has this guy's relationships been throughout his NFL career that the simple act of him telling Mike Tomlin, hey, things are going on in my personal life, and the fact that Mike Tomlin, like, followed up and just said, how are things going, was, like, enough to create this amazing relationship. Well, I does no one ask anybody, how's your family doing? Or how's that, you know, Rodgers is saying, I'm going through this difficult time. I have people in my life who are struggling. And he was so, like, impressed that, Tomlin, like, was asking him about it.
But is this just his love affair, Aaron Rodgers' love affair with Nathaniel Hackett, his former OC, part two? Because remember he would talk about Nathaniel Hackett like he invented the wheel. Yeah. He loved Nathaniel Hackett more than any quarterback has ever loved an assistant coach. So I think this might be a trend where Aaron Rodgers gets really emotionally attached to coaches. I mean, I don't want to get too deep here, but obviously has issues with his father, maybe finding new father figures. Mm. Although at this point, kind of the same age as Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. But a coach is a very, you know, it's a very powerful title.
And it seems like Aaron Rodgers is quite emo, to be honest. Pretty emotional dude.
Yeah, and, you know, I was just wondering, like, is the emotional intelligence that low of other people around him that he's just so super impressed that someone remembered, like, anything? Anyway, that's a little of what the bleep is Aaron Rodgers up to today. I have another question, though. If you are talking to somebody and you know they're taking notes, or you think they're taking notes, is it that impressive they remembered what you were talking about? Like, you go to therapy, the therapist is writing stuff down, and then they ask you about it, you know, the next subsequent times.
I'm not sure your point exactly. So you're saying it's bad to take notes?
No, I'm saying, do you get full credit for being like, I'm super engaged in what this person is telling me because they are taking notes, Rodgers thought.
Yeah.
Is it more impressive or less impressive?
So they were on a phone call, right? So he didn't see the notes being taken.
Yes, he just thinks they...
And interesting, of course, this is an older coach and an older player, because normally, like, I think the youngsters would have FaceTimed this out.
Oh, good
But point. Then again, then Rodgers is in Malibu where the Wi-Fi is not great.
Everyone knows you don't get good service.
And you might have to go to a traditional phone. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I still think it's impressive that someone bothers to take notes. I think that's a cool move by Tomlin. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I guess, like, how, you know, I don't want to downplay Mike Tomlin's investment into Aaron Rodgers and doing these phone calls, but, like, to me, it just didn't seem like that high of a bar to clear, and Rodgers seems so impressed. So it kind of just made me think, what of Rodgers' other coaches, how little time have they actually been putting in to get to know the most important person on the roster?
Well, Mike Tomlin's, like, kind of notorious. Maybe that's the wrong word, but he's very much known for being, like, a player's coach.
Exactly.
Like, a guy that definitely is able to relate to his players. I'll never forget that time they had a win and he was, like, doing a dance on a TikTok with the players. Like,
yeah.
So he definitely is a bad guy who connects to players. But I also think that this could be, as Pearl was mentioning, Rodgers' old age, right? Because how is Mike McCarthy going to connect to a, you know, 27-year-old Aaron Rodgers, right? Like,
Mike McCarthy connected to Jerry Jones when he had that sleepover. Like, Mike McCarthy was not... Whoa. That was one of Mike McCarthy's problems. I don't think he had a great relationship with young players.
Right. So, like, I think some of these guys, it may be difficult because just the age gap is going to make it impossible. And now we have Rodgers, who's in his 40s. These things that he's talking about in terms of his personal, like, Mike Tomlin may actually relate to,
yeah,
like, in a weird way. Because Mike Tomlin's, I think, only 53. So
yeah,
they're kind of close in age. So that could be just... It maybe is just a happenstance that, like, this is going to be a better relationship because of that age situation.
I also wonder, I mean, is this something where, listen, maybe they're only together for a year, maybe it's two if things go really well this year, but is it possible to maintain this level of love? Like, you are also in a working relationship where things are not going to go right all the time, you know? And sometimes there can be a level of tension that exists, you know, between a coach and a quarterback. Like, that's just going to happen. Yeah, you'll get through it. The best ones do. But they're setting themselves up for, like, this really, you know. I think, yeah, it's a little like when Rodgers wanted Devontae Adams to come back, to come play with him in New York. It's like, that was trying to rekindle a nostalgia thing. But it's like, you build it up, and it didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, but I think that Rodgers has loyalty. I mean, remember when he was defending Hackett, who's, you know,
yeah,
who's real true love, against Sean Payton? He said, keep my coach's name out of your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
So I think Rodgers, I get the sense. I guess it depends what your expectations for the season are. Is Rodgers there to win a Super Bowl, or is he there just to sort of have a positive year? I don't see this imploding. I don't. First of all, everybody loves Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I don't think it would implode. It's just they're at a high bar right now.
I don't think this is going to be a problem. I don't sense. I mean, I guess the problem would be that Arthur Smith is not going to run an offense that Aaron Rodgers loves, and then I think Arthur Smith would probably take the bullets ahead of Mike T. I think that even, and by the way, they would all come back afterwards because Belichick and Tom Brady clearly clashed at the end, and now they say very positive things about each other. So I'm not worried about this bromance. I think it's meant to last, Maggie.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I trust Rodgers. Because
he is when he gets loyal, he is loyal.
That's true, but he also said a lot of really nice things about Robert Saleh, and then about the winning that has to come here.
I think he still likes Saleh. I have a sense that
in a weird way of showing it.
Yeah, but I think that was Woody. I don't think that was Rodgers. In fact, I think that Woody, Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, would have fired both Rodgers and Saleh halfway through that season. If he could have.
It's interesting. Fire a player.
Well, I mean, he tried to bench him. Yeah. That was openly reported.
I agree.
888-710-4ISN. A little bit what's going on with Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin. Is this bromance sustainable? Especially if they're not winning a lot. You mentioned Belichick and Brady. I mean, they've got 6 rings together. There's a lot of good times to reflect on. Coming up, we are asking one big question about the quarterback. We're taking on the NFC North next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.